Our national parks generate billions of dollars for local economies and create thousands of jobs, but recent staffing cuts at the federal level will no doubt impact tourism at parks such as our own Acadia National Park. Todd Martin is the Northeast Senior Programs Manager with the National Parks Conservation Association. He spoke with Star 97.7 about just how dramatic those cuts have been.
Just in the last couple of weeks since President Trump's inauguration, we've seen about 9% of National Park Service staff cut. On February 14th, there were 1,000 probationary staffers, folks in their first year or two of service to the Park Service. 1,000 of those folks were unilaterally fired on February 14th.
Martin says, in addition, 700 more staffers took a deferred resignation offer. Up next, we'll talk with him about how specifically that could affect summer tourism on MDI. Recent staff cuts have impacted everything from school lunches to health care to our national parks. In 2024 alone, 325 million visitors headed to our country's national parks. Todd Martin with the National Parks Conservation Association tells Star 97.7 seasonal and year-round park staff are critical in taking care of infrastructure, trail maintenance, and park facilities.
National Park Service staff really help keep our National Park Service safe, open, and clean. And so folks could expect to see reduced hours at Acadia National Park, potentially at visitor centers. They could expect to see longer lines in the park, potentially closed campgrounds or overflowing trash cans in unclean bathrooms.
Martin says there's little doubt staff shortages will greatly impact the visitor experience at Acadia and our other national parks. National parks, the Grand Canyon, Olympic, the Great Smoky Mountains, and our own Acadia. National parks have been touted as one of our country's best investments. What impact this year's staffing cuts will have on tourism remains to be seen. Todd Martin with the National Parks Conservation Association tells Star 97.7 it will likely impact the local economy as well.
Visitation to Acadia specifically has grown tremendously just in the last decade. About 4 million visitors to Acadia each year. Those folks spend about $475 million in local gateway communities, Bar Harbor, Ellsworth, et cetera, and they support more than 6,600 jobs in the region. The national park will be open, but visitors should expect a different experience this year.
Martin says staffing cuts will likely also have an impact on Maine's economy, especially here in Down East Maine, with the visitor experience this year having an effect on future trips by tourists. The National Park Service makes up less than 1/15 of 1% of the federal budget, but delivers a $15 boost to the nation's economy for every dollar invested. Star 97.7 asked Todd Martin, Northeast Senior Programs Manager with the National Parks Conservation Association, how we as citizens can influence decisions made at the federal level, specifically regarding staff cuts at Acadia and other national parks.
Here in Maine, we're so fortunate to have members of Congress who are national park advocates and champions. Senator Angus King is one of our strongest champions in Congress for the national parks. Senator Susan Collins is the chair of the powerful Senate Appropriations Committee. Congresswoman Shelley Pingree and Congressman Golden. So I encourage listeners to reach out to their member of Congress, reach out to Maine's congressional delegation.
Martin says you'll find a wealth of resources to help you get involved in the political process by calling members of Congress, writing a letter to the editor, attending an event, and more at npca.org.